Hi, this is Tom Hartman. This feature and many others are brought to you as a free service of WhiteRoseSociety.org. White Rose Society, the Internet's number one archive of liberal and progressive political talk radio, is largely listener-supported. So if you appreciate this program, please visit WhiteRoseSociety.org and do your part to keep my voice and the voices of other liberal and progressive political talk show hosts on the air. In addition to this free podcast of the Tom Hartman Program, a commercial-free podcast and access to hundreds of archived editions of my show is available by affordable subscription at WhiteRoseSociety.org. Thank you for your support. The only way out of it, they had to, all these reparations that they had to pay to all the other countries that had been victims of what was perceived as their aggression during World War One was so punishing that they inflated their currency to the point that they could pay off those bills in deflated currency. The Bush administration is doing the same thing right now, not because a treaty was imposed upon us, but because Reagan, Bush, and Bush were imposed upon us, and we ran up a $9 trillion debt. Just like Germany had this multi-trillion dollar, billion franc or Deutschmark debt.
That's true, Tom. But let me entertain a different thought a little bit of the beginning of World War One as opposed to the end of the World War One. I think many people miss the fact that before World War One, Germany wanted a war. And Germany wanted a war largely because of this 40-year-old experiment that they were on, basically made Germans convinced that they are a superior race. And this was way before Adolf Hitler. This was way before eugenics.
Yeah, the cult of Blut und Erde, blood and earth.
Exactly. And the whole theory and the way they pulled little nations into the war, including the Habsburg Empire and its nations and the Ottoman Empire, was anti-Slavic propaganda.
Yeah. And they couldn't. But see, the Germans, Steve, the Germans were not unique in that. The Slavs were saying the same things about themselves. You had people throughout the Middle East saying the same things about
themselves.
Probably
true, but I suspect the Russians would have never attacked Europe if it wasn't the German nationalism. But to bring it home a little bit, how stupid this whole us versus them ideology is. Now we know from genetics, modern genetics, actually last 10 years, 10, 15 years, that the Hungarians who were pulled into World War One by basically telling them that they are different than the Slavs and using the Hungarian population to, basically rule over surrounding Slavic nations, was 60% of the Hungarians have this gene called R1a haplotype, which is the Slavic gene. 56% of the Polish have it, 50% of the Russians have it. And also, this is very interesting, 64% of the Kyrgyz and Tajik population has it, which is Asiatic, looking like Asians, and also 45% of Northern Indian Hindi speaking.
Yeah.
So this whole thing.
So what we're discovering, Steve, excellent point, and thank you. What we're discovering is that we're all just us. In so many ways. Mark, we only have 20 seconds left. A quick point from Nashville, Tennessee.
Yeah, briefly, I think what you're seeing with Buchanan and people like Lou Dobbs is what Alvin Toffler described back in the 70s in his book Future Shock. You
right.
get a society that changes so rapidly that some people just don't have the ability to adapt, and they end up having feelings of paranoia, similar to when people go to a foreign country and they're in an environment where they don't speak the same language. Fortunately for people like that, they can come back to their home country. But if your country changes, where are you going to go?
Yeah, yeah. Well, and if you want everything to be exactly the way it always was, and that's the problem, and thank you, Mark, everything is never going to be exactly the way it always was. So our challenge is how to, and I think Barack Obama is the great exemplar of this, how do we make a multiracial, multi-ethnic society that works for all of us? 57 minutes past the hour.
Tom Hartman.
Speaking the truth that multinational corporations don't want you to know.
This is the Tom Hartman Program.
The Red Wings.
Score! That's it!
The Penguins.
Score!
It's the Stanley Cup Final on NBC. Game 6, Wednesday at 8 Eastern.
Short-handed goal for Hendrick Zetterberg. Score! Crosby!
Sidney Crosby and the young Penguins have a bright future.
But is the future now?
The Red Wings have been here before.
Can they bring the Cup back to Hockey Town?
Game 6 of the Stanley Cup Final on NBC.
Wednesday at 8 Eastern, 7 Central, 5 Pacific.
The Cup changes everything.
You know your car has an air filter, but how about a cabin filter? Okay, I'm going to take that silence to mean that you don't know. Well, it's time to talk to someone who does. So hop in your car and head over to Advance Auto Parts, where Purolator Breathe Easy Cabin Air Filters are 25% off. That'll improve your finances. And keeping your car free from pollen, dust, and smog, that'll improve your air quality. Offer ends June 28th. Whatever you're working on, Advance will help you keep the wheels turning.
Attention, small business owners. Do you worry about your business when you're not there? Do you fear your profits are walking out the front door? Maybe you worry about productivity when you're gone, employee theft, or just the liability altogether. Protect Your World Alarms wants to give you peace of mind. They'll install the latest security cameras at your business or residence, which will record all activity 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. Then we will link it to your computer so that you can review all activity from anywhere in the U.S. or the world. Protect Your World Alarms prides themselves in providing the highest quality equipment at the best price. For less than a dollar a day, we can install a Honeywell system that will alert police, fire, or paramedics in case of any kind of emergency. Feel safe and secure in your business or in your own home. Call 623-205-8003. That's 623-205-8003. Or log on to protectyourworldalarms.com. Log on to protectyourworldalarms.com.
This is the Valley's Progressive Talk. 1480 KPHX, Phoenix.
AP Radio News. I'm Diane Kepley. Senator Ted Kennedy undergoes surgery in North Carolina for a brain tumor. The AP's Jerry Boatlander reports the surgery comes about 2 weeks after the Massachusetts Democrat was diagnosed with cancer.
In a statement, Senator Kennedy said he and his wife consulted with experts from around the country before deciding on what's being termed targeted surgery aimed at his malignant tumor. And after a period of recuperation, it'll be followed by chemotherapy and radiation.
Rock pioneer Bo Diddley has died.
Who do you love?
The 79-year-old died of heart failure several months after first suffering a stroke and then a heart attack. The legendary singer and performer was an inductee into the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame and received a Lifetime Achievement Award in 1999 at the Grammy Awards. More than 400 children were taken from a polygamous compound in Texas, and they are being allowed to go home with their parents. There are some restrictions, though, including allowing child welfare officials to make unannounced visits. Child Protective Services spokeswoman Marley Meisner.
We certainly are going to comply with the judge's order in this case, and we're going to continue our investigation.
The nation's highest military award has been presented to the family of a 19-year-old soldier who died while saving the lives of his buddies in Iraq when a grenade was thrown into their vehicle.
Private McGinnis could have easily jumped from the Humvee and saved himself. Instead, he dropped inside, put himself against a grenade, and absorbed the blast with his own body.
President honored Private First Class Ross McGinnis in a White House ceremony. On the campaign trail today, more criticism today from John McCain for Barack Obama's suggestion of unconditional direct talks with the leader of Iran. McCain says such talks won't work, and he offered an alternative.
We must create the real world pressures that will peacefully but decisively change the path that they are on.
A sell-off today on Wall Street, the Dow down 200. This is AP Radio News. The price of gas is leaving some people stranded on the side of the road.
Kathy Rossi of the AAA Mid-Atlantic region says calls to the auto club from Philadelphia area drivers who've run out of gas have doubled in the last month. Region-wide, empty gas tank calls are up 15% over last year.
Some people are deciding, I'm going to put $20 worth of gas in the car, and it's going to take me through the week. And sometimes they're not making it.
Rossi warns running out of gas could seriously damage your car. She also says AAA has seen a troubling rise in gasoline theft, not only by thieves who suck fuel through the gas tank spout, but those who actually cut into a car's fuel lines or tank. I'm Warren Levinson.
The Supreme Court has decided not to get involved in a dispute over fantasy baseball. At issue is whether a company was able to use real players' names in fantasy games without the approval of Major League Baseball. A lower court had ruled restricting the use of those names would be a violation of the company's free speech rights. I'm Diane Kepley, AP Radio News.
Brought to you by Casino Arizona. It's Casino Arizona's 10th anniversary, and to celebrate, they're giving away two Jaguar XFs and $5,000 in daily cash giveaways. Come to either Casino Arizona location today for your chance to win.
Stephanie Miller, Tom Hartman, Randy Rhodes, Jeff Farias, and Mike Malloy. The wrench in the right-wing noise machine. This is the Valley's Progressive Talk, 1480 KPHX.
I was lucky enough to find out about Laurel Langmire. Since then, I own 16 investment properties. I have a C-Corp, an S-Corp. I have six LLCs.
Free yourself from the daily grind of your 9-to-5 job.
My experience in the first 4 months, I walked away with almost $300,000.
Laurel Langmire has personally coached hundreds of entrepreneurs into financial freedom.
Laurel and her team blew me away, and I went, I got to work with this lady.
Laurel teaches you how to live in a wealth cycle and stay there. A master of customized one-on-one guidance, Laurel Langmire can place you on the road to financial independence.
Hi, I'm Laurel Langmire. Creating wealth is not as difficult as you may think. If you're ready to turn your financial dreams into reality, then I want you to have my Extreme Money Makeover CD for free.
Call now for this limited time special offer. Get Laurel's Money Makeover CD and her best-selling book, The Millionaire Maker. Both the book and the CD for free. You only pay a small shipping and handling fee. Call 800-937-6154. 800-937-6154.
When you're ready to buy or sell real estate in the Valley, call Mo Higazi, top volume producer with DPR Realty LLC. The secret to Mo's success is his great service and up to 85% commission discounts and rebates.
When selling your home, Mo generally charges a 1% plus buyer broker's commission of 3%. And with no buyer broker, the commission stays at 1%.
For buyers, Mo offers up to a 2% commission discount rebate or $10,000 on the purchase of a $500,000 property. Mo will sell your property for as low as 1% commission, and he'll give up to a 2% rebate on your purchase.
Mo will even make a contribution of 5% of his commission to the progressive or charitable organization of your choice. Better service for a better price. Save big and benefit the cause you care about.
To find out more, start your own property search, or to list your property, call Mo Higazi, 602-326-3552. That's 602-326-3552, or go to ArizonaRebateRealty.com.
The Mike Malloy Show.
They ridicule what we think we've seen. They talk to us as though we are so gullible. We really believe that David Copperfield ate an elephant or saw the Statue of Liberty in half or whatever lame-ass stuff he does during his show. They treat us like we are so stupid to fall for what we think we saw.
The Mike Malloy Show. Weeknights from 6 to 9 on the Valley's Progressive Talk. 1480 KPHX.
This is the Tom Hartman Program, live and exclusively on the Valley's Progressive Talk, 1480 KPHX.
You're listening to the Tom Hartman Program,
the true people's radio.
Tom Hartman.
Now, here's Tom Hartman.
And welcome back to the second hour of our program. Harold Ickes is being interviewed right now by Andrea Mitchell on MSNBC. It seems the subtext of what he's saying is that the Clinton campaign is not, N-O-T, not going to take this thing to the convention. It's not going to go to Denver, assuming that Barack Obama gets the nomination with the next two elections. And, I mean, in order for him not to, Hillary Clinton would have to get 80% of the unpledged superdelegates. And I just don't see it happening. I know a couple of them, and I know that they're not going to be coming out for her. I believe that they're not going to be coming out for her. I just don't see it happening. Tom Vilsack is now saying, hey, it's over. It's over at the top of Huffington Post. We're hearing a lot of conciliatory language. I think that Hillary Clinton, in my opinion, is doing three things. Number one, she is establishing her political credentials. She is making it clear to everybody in the United States that she is a politician who actually had the ability or has the ability to become president of the United States. She, the first woman. Farrar was on as VP, but the first woman to actually be within spitting distance of the presidency of the United States. And had she had one slightly less formidable opponent in this race, she would be the nominee for president of the United States, and in all probability the next president of the United States, given what an incompetent campaigner and, well, actually time will tell how good a campaigner he is, but what an incompetent in general John McCain is. But Barack Obama right now needs only 41 superdelegates. Hillary Clinton needs delegates, period. Hillary Clinton needs 200. We get a couple of elections coming up here. I think a couple more superdelegates and the elections, and there's going to be that moment Tuesday night where hopefully a couple of superdelegates will come out, and the hopefully the way it gets played out is that a couple of superdelegates come out, and then the election happens, and then the election pushes Barack Obama over the top, and then, hey, you know, here I am, and it was the people who did it. You know, there's that broad perception that it was the people. So, number one, she's establishing her credentials as a solid politician, whether it's for 2012, whether it's for 2018, whether it's for, you know, for whatever. And hopefully that can be used to, for example, challenge the leadership of the Senate. Let's say that in other words, Harry Reid, you know, if this is the option one part. Option two is she's running for vice president. We'll get to that in a second. But that she is establishing those credentials so that she will have more political power. More, you know, what George W. Bush refers to as political capital. He said he wanted to invade Iraq so he'd have political capital. So he could get done everything I want to get done, like privatizing Social Security and all of the kind of nasty stuff. So, and by the way, just a reminder, Ted Kennedy's undergoing brain surgery right now. We should all, you know, hold some light around him, hold him in our prayers. So anyhow, she's doing this to get that political power, in my opinion, to demonstrate that she has it. I don't think anybody is going to be able to deny now, after this process, particularly if Barack Obama gets the nomination and if she gracefully acknowledges that, which it certainly seems is going to happen, and then aggressively and enthusiastically campaigns for him, then I don't think anybody is going to be able to deny that she will have eclipsed her husband as one of the most powerful Democratic politicians in the United States, period. And that puts her in a good position to win re-election in the state of New York. It puts her in a good position to win a position as the Senate Majority Leader, even though she's just a junior senator, I believe. I mean, this is all to the good, I think, for her career. And frankly, as she's been moving in more and more of a progressive direction throughout the election, and I think that we saw that same thing happen with Howard Dean. It was particularly fascinating for me to watch him because I'd lived in Vermont all those years and had a pretty good sense of Howard Dean and watched him and his brother Jim now, who I actually know fairly well, move from, I don't know where Jim's politics were in the beginning. I met him after Howard had run for president, but move from being basically a centrist Democrat, a corporatist Democrat, a Republican light Democrat, to becoming a relatively progressive Democrat. So here we have, you know, a relatively progressive Democrat becoming one of the most, and a woman becoming one of the most powerful politicians in America. This is a great victory, even if she doesn't secure the presidential nomination. So number one. Number two, is Hillary Clinton running for vice president? If that's is that what this is all about? Is it that she wants a place in the ticket? I wrote an op-ed a couple of weeks ago where I said, you know, Barack, offer it to her, even if you have an agreement with her not to take it, even if you're asking her not to take it and she's agreeing not to take it, or even if she's saying she doesn't want it. Although, you know, I've heard from a number of people, these so-called insiders who say, well, you know, she doesn't really want it. She doesn't want the vice president. I don't believe it. I just do not believe it. Name one 19th century senator or 18th century senator. People don't remember people who are senators. People don't remember people who are members of the House of Representatives. People don't remember that, you know, John Quincy Adams was also a member of the House of Representatives, or that James Madison was also a member of the they don't. What they remember are the presidents and, to a lesser extent, the vice presidents. Those are the names that get carved in the granite of the national memory. Plus, if she's the vice president, and Barack Obama and Hillary Clinton have a successful presidency and vice presidency for 8 years, she will not be too old to run in 2016 for president. So I just, you know, anybody who says Hillary Clinton is not interested in the vice presidency, I think is just plain old flat out wrong. And personally, I think it would be a strong ticket because, and I understand the argument that he's representing change and she's representing the old way things are done in Washington. And to some extent, there's a certain amount of truth to that. He's getting most of his money from the Internet. He's getting it from small donors. He's energizing young people and bringing people who haven't been in the process into the process. I would say she is as well, to a large extent, perhaps different people, a different demographic, but she's bringing people in as well. And to the extent that she represents the old politics, I would say that that is fading out. That's going away. And more she's reaching out through networks and to people. I don't see, number one, I don't see her being on the ticket as an anti-change, as turning it into an anti-change ticket or as somehow destroying Obama's credibility as a change guy, number one. And number two, think of how a vice presidential position during a campaign is usually played out. The vice president, the vice presidency, the candidate for vice president is the person who is supposed to go out there and take names and kick ass. That's what John Edwards failed to do to a large extent in the 2004 election. He did a pretty good job of campaigning, but his message was a message of hope. His message was a message of idealism. His message was a message of change and transformation. John Edwards was giving the message that should have been at the top of the ticket in the 2004 election that John Kerry was doing a relatively ineffective job of articulating, simply because he's relatively inarticulate. Nonetheless, you know, you go back and you look at what happened in Ohio, and I'm convinced that the election was stolen from them in Ohio. But you know, I believe that they won the presidency, just like I believe in 2000 that the presidency in Florida was, stolen from Al Gore by the Supreme Court. But nonetheless, an ideal person to have as your running mate is somebody who's going to take names and kick butt. And Hillary Clinton has demonstrated the ability to do that. She is one tough fighter. She is a great campaigner. Now, on the other hand, there's a lot of other people out there who'd make great vice presidential candidates as well. Bill Richardson would make a great vice presidential candidate. Joe Biden would make a great vice presidential candidate. I've heard all this talk about Chuck Hagel. I think it's a huge mistake to even think of putting Chuck Hagel on the ticket. The guy is a conservative Republican, period. Chris Dodd would be a good addition to the ticket. There are a number of people who could make John Edwards, obviously, a strong addition to the ticket. So, you know, let's see how this thing shakes out. But I have a feeling that by the end of the day tomorrow, you're going to have Barack Obama as the nominee and Hillary Clinton solidly as one of the most powerful politicians in the United States, whether or not she's in the vice presidential position. And the Democratic Party coming together. 16 minutes past the hour.
You're listening to Tom Hartman.
The Tom Hartman Program. Talk radio for the rest of us.
Stephanie Miller at 6 a.m. Tom Hartman at 9. Weekday mornings on 1480 KPHX.
If you had purchased gold 2 years ago, you would have seen a $10,000 investment be worth over $18,000 today. And the good news is that gold continues to be at only 40% of its previous high in 1980, considering inflation. And some experts predict gold could reach as high as $2,000 an ounce, which means investors could potentially turn a $10,000 investment into over $20,000. Now, every investment has risks, and past performance does not guarantee future returns. But you owe it to yourself to get a free consultation from the professionals at Blanchard. For over 30 years, Blanchard has helped people invest wisely in gold. In fact, Blanchard even gives you a buyback guarantee. So call for a free, no-obligation consultation on the coins that are positioned right now to give you solid returns. Gold American Eagles are guaranteed by the U.S. government for weight and purity, and Blanchard has an attractive radio offer for those who call today. So call 888-730-GOLD. That's 888-730-GOLD. Don't wait. Call 888-730-GOLD. 888-730-GOLD.
For more than 60 years, U-Haul International has incorporated sustainable practices into its everyday operations. Today, U-Haul International remains focused on reducing waste and dedicated to manufacturing reusable components and recyclable products. The commitment to sustainability through U-Haul International's products and services has helped U-Haul to reduce their impact on the environment. For more information on U-Haul International's sustainability programs, visit them online at uhaul.com.
This Father's Day, give Dad the world. Have a map framed for his office. Give him yourself with a gorgeous framed photo of the family. Preserve his legacy with a framed collage of his favorite photos and keepsakes, like pictures of him and his buddies. Here's your chance to be the favorite child or a truly cherished wife, and you receive a free 4x6 or 5x7 frame for yourself. Call 602-277-3112 or visit the Art of Framing on the northwest corner of Central and Camelback today. Father's Day is just around the corner. That's the Art of Framing on the northwest corner of Central and Camelback. There was a time when hiring a cleaning service to clean your home was a luxury. However, if you work long hours and use your weekends to catch up on errands, then when you finally get a moment to yourself, you're worn out. There are just not enough hours in the day to take care of everything. Imagine what a treat would be to walk in your door at the end of the day and see everything clean and in order. That way you can finally relax. This is exactly how the Healthy Home Cleaners want you to feel when you're at home. The Healthy Home Cleaners will clean your entire home using only all-natural, non-toxic cleaning supplies. They are licensed, bonded, and insured, and cleaning is their passion. For your free home cleaning estimate, call 480-966-3889. That's 480-966-3889. Go ahead, treat yourself to a clean, healthy home. So call 480-966-3889 and enjoy a healthy home today.
Do you owe the IRS over $10,000 or have unfiled back taxes? If so, the IRS is looking for you. The IRS is the most brutal collection agency in the world, and this year has just hired a massive amount of new government agents to seize your property, garnish your wages, force you into foreclosure, and even put you in jail. The IRS will stop at nothing. Don't let this happen to you. Call Tax Relief ASAP at 877-222-9044 right now. If you owe the IRS $10,000 or more, you may qualify for the 2008 settlement program and get out for pennies of what you owe. But you must act now. Stop worrying. Stop looking over your shoulder and imagine the freedom you could have again. Call Tax Relief ASAP, the most effective tax firm with over 31 years of proven experience. Call Tax Relief ASAP now at 877-222-9044. That's 877-222-9044.
The Randy Rhodes Show, weekdays from noon to 3 on 1480 KPHX.
I'm glad this thing is coming to an end, I'll tell you that. 21 minutes past the hour. Tom Hartman here with you. And, boy, crazy stuff going on in the world, I got to tell you. It is just, I mean, we're talking totally nuts. Pastor Hagee, I'm even reluctant to call him Pastor Hagee, but, well, what the heck. Okay, Pastor Hagee, he says the Antichrist is coming. He's gay. He's partially Jewish, as was Adolf Hitler. And Joe Lieberman is still going to be the keynote speaker at this guy's conference. This is Pastor Hagee.
First, he has fierce features. The Antichrist is going to make Hitler look like a choir boy. When he first comes to power, he's going to slaughter one-third of the earth's population.
He will become a blasphemer and a homosexual. This phrase that I'm using in Scripture, the God of his fathers, is a phrase in Scripture used solely to identify the Jewish people. It suggests that this man is at least going to be partially Jewish as...
Yeah. Well, he continues to say, as I cut that too short, as was Hitler, as was Karl Marx, etc. As is Joe Lieberman. Come on, Joe! Wake up! There are crazies out there. They've taken over the right. They are the right. They're friggin' nuts. And this is why it's so important. It is so important. The next president is going to nominate probably three members of the Supreme Court.
You have John Paul Stevens, who's 88 years old or 87 years old. You've got Ruth Bader Ginsburg, who's in her late 70s and has had cancer and there are indications she would like to retire. And there is a lot of talk that David Souter is over it. He's tired of the crazies. He's tired of putting up with Scalia and Thomas and now, you know, the whole bunch. And he would love to just go back to New Hampshire and sit in his house and, you know, sit on the rocking porch. Three Supreme Court justices. You want them nominated by John McCain? 866-303-2270, our telephone number. Guy in Hollywood, California, listening on K-Talk. Hey, Guy.
Yeah, actually, I'm in Hollywood, Florida, but...
Okay. Sorry about that.
No, actually, I wanted to compliment you. Your line of thinking is a refreshing change from a lot of the talk show hosts out there that are always ready to slam Hillary. And you know, in lieu of... There's two things I wanted to mention. One, in her situation, look at Huckabee. I mean, nobody blamed him, and she has a much more bona fide reason for running. The second thing that I wanted to point out that I think a lot of people miss is, you know, the mess, and you know yourself from all your travels overseas, the mess that the Bush administration has left us in with foreign policy. We desperately need the ability of a Bill Clinton in the diplomat position that can square off with world leaders. I think that's a tremendous asset that she would be bringing to the table. And I do believe that the dream ticket would be her as vice president. And I don't buy off on any of that baloney about her. She's with old politics. I mean, anybody that gets in there now is going to understand the importance of changing almost everything.
Things have changed. Times have changed. The national zeitgeist is different. And politicians change. I mean, it's just that simple. And in fact, it's what we want. I mean, if you say, oh, we want a politician who always says the same thing. I don't want a politician who always says the same thing. If we, the people, say, no, go this way instead of that way, I want them to go this way.
Exactly. One other very important thing I want to, if I may, mention, because it was in reference to the guest you had on earlier about a book, I think, about Bush.
I think
the whole gist of his book is giving way too much credit, and I didn't hear the whole interview, but that Bush is not corrupt. I think, and John Cusack's new film, which I haven't seen yet, but
it's
I think
great.
Speaks loudly about it, about there's no way I'm going to give this guy credit for having his motivation to be democratizing the Middle East. I think the motivation was much more corporatized, and I do, one of my fears is, Tom, that if we don't bring him accountable, if we don't eventually do impeachment, or if he doesn't face the music, I think all America is going to suffer. I think it makes the jihadists that are targeting the U.S. to come here, I think it's going to justify in their mind all these hundreds of thousands of Iraqis that have been brought to death by what Bush has done. And it's the old saying, like when your old man teaches you, you know, if you don't face the music on something, life has a way of bringing the reckoning around to you.
Yeah, it's called karma. Good point, Guy. Absolutely. Although I think that it's going to be more like Pinochet, frankly. I have a feeling that 5-10 years from now, maybe 2-3 years from now, we're going to see war crimes trials for George Bush and his cronies. And that's why people like Scott McClellan, and part of the reason why they are running as fast as they can. Alex in Oklahoma City, Oklahoma. Alex, we just have about a half a minute here before the break at the bottom.
That's fine. I just wanted to comment on the fact that I have every respect for Hillary Clinton, and I just wanted to note that I am a woman. I wanted to make sure that everybody understood that Barack is not necessarily it's not that he couldn't actually be a tough fighter, but against Hillary as an opponent, it came across really negative. It would come across negative for him, and it would actually backfire against him if he was actually too.
Right, but when he takes on McCain, he comes on really strong.
Well, McCain is a Republican. He
can
get away with it.
Right. And so Barack, I think he's doing it right.
Exactly. But Democrats can't attack each other that way and then not backfire on them, especially him being a black man.
Yeah. Well, I'm not so sure that that's the factor. I think it's more that
I do think so.
I'm sure, Alex, I'll grant you, and her being a woman, that does play some small role in it. But I think the big issue is Democrat against Democrat. It gives everybody the creeps.
Yeah.
Alex, thank you very much for the call. Democrat against Republican? Yeah, that's the way it's supposed to be. Pick on them. 27 minutes past the hour.
You're listening to the Tom Hartman Program.
Call Tom at 866-303-2270.
Randy Rhodes at noon. Jeff Therios at 3. Weekday afternoons on 1480 KPHX.
If you thought George Bush was bad when it comes to the use of military force, wait till you see John McCain. So says a big-time Washington insider in The Nation magazine. Want a chilling insight into the soul of the hot-headed warrior who openly warns America?
I'm sorry to tell you, there's going to be other wars.
I'm sorry to tell you there's going to be other wars? You better get The Nation. It's easy. You can sample four issues absolutely free. Call 800-999-6863. That's 800-999-6863. Or go to readthenation.com. After 4 weeks, you'll know why The Nation is America's widest read weekly journal of opinion. Editor Katrina Vandenhuvel, John Nichols, Robert Dreyfus, and more take you where the mainstream press will not go. 4 weeks of The Nation free. Then get 20 more weeks, that's 6 months in all, for just $13.95. Or write no thanks on the invoice. Call 800-999-6863. That's 800-999-6863. Or go to readthenation.com.
Stand up for freedom and help stop the abuse of power at the ACLU 2008 Membership Conference, June 8th through June 10th in Washington, D.C. Hear from Arianna Huffington, Glenn Greenwald, filmmaker Alex Gibney, Cal Penn, comedians A.J. Jamal and Greg Proops, retired Rear Admiral John Hudson, musicians Jose Motley and John Hyatt, and our own Rachel Maddow. Log on to ACLU.org/conference to register. Stand up for freedom and stop the abuse of power. Visit ACLU.org/conference to learn more.
Get the good stuff!
Getting the best fuel mileage possible is more important than ever. So stop into your local Napa Auto Parts store, where for a limited time you can pick up Lucas Fuel Injector Cleaner for just $3.39. With its blend of oils and additives that clean and lubricate your entire fuel system, Lucas Fuel Injector Cleaner can help your engine give you better power and better fuel mileage. Lucas Fuel Injector Cleaner, now just $3.39 at your local Napa Auto Parts store. Napa, get the good stuff.
Get the good stuff!
This is the Valley's Progressive Talk, 1480 KPHX.
Reunion, I'm Ed Donahue. A judge in Texas is ordering more than 400 children to be reunited with their parents at a polygamous group's ranch. It was all part of a state investigation to alleged abuse.
Our goal at Child Protective Services is always to try to reunite families, to reunite children when they can be safe in their own parents' care. And we hope they can be safe there.
Doctors are performing brain surgery on Senator Edward Kennedy at Duke University Medical Center in North Carolina.
In a statement, Senator Kennedy said he and his wife consulted with experts from around the country before deciding on what's being termed targeted surgery aimed at his malignant tumor.
Jerry Bodlander, Army Private First Class Ross McGinnis, received the nation's highest military award, the Medal of Honor.
The words of one of our commanding generals, four men are alive because this soldier embodied our Army values and gave his life.
McGinnis jumped on a grenade tossed into his vehicle in Iraq. A founding father of rock and roll has died.
Who do you love?
Bo Diddley died at his home in Florida. He was 79. The Dow is down 200 points. I'm Ed Donahue.
1480 KPHX. Stephanie Miller, Tom Hartman, Randy Rhodes, Jeff Farias, and Mike Malloy. Sticking a big old wad of truth in your ear every day. This is the Valley's Progressive Talk, 1480 KPHX.
You know, being a great heating and air conditioning contractor is all about making sure energy is used efficiently and safely. Hi, I'm Kirk with North Valley Mechanical. I've been a proud supporter of KPHX since the beginning. Now you can see that advertising on this station helps my company grow. You can hear it also helps keep a network of progressive voices going strong in the Valley. If you feel you need an expert in indoor comfort, call me at 480-538-9184 or log on to northvalleymechanical.com. But if you're looking for an expert in marketing your business, call 1480 KPHX.
Hi, this is Kim Macias, General Sales Manager with 1480 KPHX. For the best return on your advertising, click on Advertise at 1480kphx.com.
Jody here. And I'm Beth of the West Valley Two-Man-in-a-Truck Moving Service. You know, there are important questions you should ask when hiring a moving company. Does the mover charge by the piece or by the hour? At Two-Man-in-a-Truck, we always charge by the hour, not the piece. Does the moving company carry workers' compensation insurance for their movers? We carry workman's compensation on all our employees. Should there be an accident or mishap, are items insured for their actual replacement value or simply by the pound? Our damage policy is repair, replace, or actual cash value.
Does the moving company support organizations that support your values?
Two Men in a Truck is a proud sponsor of 1480 and supports organizations like City of Hope and Toys for Tots.
So get a move on. For your free, no-obligation estimate, call 602-242-2180 or log on to wearemovers.com.
Each franchise is independently owned and operated.
Call 602-242-2180 and get moving today.
The CIA's spy leak.
That allegation is not true in terms of leaking classified information.
The Iraq War.
If there were a credible and legitimate opportunity to resolve it peacefully, we would have pursued it.
The Karl Rove Scooter Libby connection.
We want them to do a thorough job as quickly as they possibly can to get to the bottom of this.
We all knew they shoveled it deep at the White House. Now the former press secretary tells us how deep. McClellan's Moment. Talk about it today on the Valley's Progressive Talk, 1480 KPHX.
Now more with Tom Hartman on the Valley's Progressive Talk, 1480 KPHX.
We need is change in this country. Radical, dramatic, significant, meaningful change. 30 years of Reaganism, right-wing economics. Yes, I know Bill Clinton in 1992 ran as a progressive, but governed as a centrist, as a light Republican. And it is time to roll all that stuff back. The whole NAFTA thing, let's reimpose tariffs. Let's go back to a system that protects our domestic industries. Let's protect our economy. Let's solidify our dollar. Let's even consider the gold standard. Let's do the things necessary to rebuild America. We've got trillions of dollars worth of infrastructure that's disintegrating, in large part, again, because of libertarian right-wing philosophy that says, no, government has no role in that. Private corporations should own our sewer systems and our roads and our highways and our bridges. Yeah, right. Put the profit motive in it. That's all you have to do. Have you seen these wonderful little graphics? They show them on TV. Where does that $130 go in a barrel of oil? Well, let's see. There's $17 in refining, and there's $26 in extracting. And they break it all out. I'm just pulling the numbers out of the air here. And they break it all out. And nowhere does it ever say, and profit is... Amazing. 866-303-2270, your telephone number. Rick in Grand Rapids, Michigan. Hey, Rick, what's up?
Yeah, Tom, I enjoyed your interview there with Pat Buchanan.
Thank you.
And believe it or not, I have a good deal of respect for both of you. And I do think, I just glanced through Pat's book in the bookstore, and I think, although he probably meant well, I think at bottom, it's pretty naive to think that if Britain hadn't declared war against Germany, that Hitler would have been easier to deal with. But I do think he's onto something. And, I think a lot of times he's accused of being a nationalist perhaps, or even racist. Mm-hmm. But I think he's got something when he talks about the European culture in this sense, the political culture. I mean, there's a tradition that goes all the way back to the Magna Carta in England, which built on from there up to our revolution, of course, and going forward, of human rights and so forth, that you just didn't see, for instance, in Africa or in Asia. What say you?
Well, what I say is that in 1987, it might have been 89, when in Beijing, China, the students, 15,000 students, marched into Tiananmen Square carrying a 36-foot-tall papier-mâché statue of replica of the Statue of Liberty, renaming her Lady Liberty. They were quoting Jefferson. They were talking about the Magna Carta.
But that's the point. It's that European mindset that other peoples follow all over the world.
Well, it may be that, that piece of it, Europeans began. I would say that there's a lot to be said for Gandhi in India and some of the ideals that he pursued, which were not necessarily European, and many of the nonviolent movements that have come out of the East, out of Buddhism.
Right.
I think that there is a lot of good in a lot of cultures, and that
to say, oh, hey, it's our culture. This is the culture of white European English-speaking peoples. And therefore, it's the only decent one. I mean, look at what the Swedes have done with it. Look what, you know, around the world. Let's try the problem with the let's try to part is exactly what Buchanan is pointing out in his book and what. And,
okay, but let me ask you this, Tom. Is there anything wrong, just as Asian people are proud of their culture and Africans are proud of theirs, it almost seems like some progressives are afraid to say that the white European culture is something worth preserving. I don't think there's anything to be well, there's certainly some things to be ashamed of, but what I'm saying is, by and large, the white European culture has been a benefit to mankind, I believe.
In many ways and in many regards. At the same time, it has been responsible for death and destruction on an unparalleled scale.
Well,
I know of no cultures in history that have had the kinds of wars that white Europeans have had.
But let's remember that Hitler wasn't exactly indicative of the rest of Europe.
No, but if it hadn't been Hitler, it might well have been somebody else. I mean, it's just, you know, case in point. I mean, you know, Stalin was killing his own people.
Look at Mao.
Sure, he was a terrible guy, and he killed a lot of people. I'm not saying that I am ashamed of white European culture.
No, I didn't say you were, but I think some progressives are.
I think it's more a matter of saying, you know, one of the subtexts of Pat's book that made me very uncomfortable is and this is what I raised with him, is the idea that Britain, by surrendering empire, by letting go of Uganda, by letting go of South Africa, by letting go of, you know, I mean, fill in the blanks, by letting go of all these countries, was making the world a less stable and more dangerous place.
Right.
And if you believe that, then the corollary to that is that America should be empire. And I don't get how... The thing that fundamentally confuses me in Buchanan's book, and by and large, and not just Buchanan, but let's just, you know, take this out of there, because again, he's not here to defend himself or speak for himself, and I certainly can't. But what confuses me is the idea that we should praise Imperial Britain and condemn Imperial America.
I agree. Pat does seem to have that mindset, doesn't he?
It doesn't make sense. You can't have it both ways.
You know what I think his problem is? He's never been quite able, even though he left the Republican Party, he's never been able to completely divorce himself. He condemned the war, but yet he endorsed Bush last time around. He seems to be kind of double-minded there, and he can't decide what he wants to be.
Yeah. Well, again, good point, Rick, and thank you for the call. I'm not going to try and psychoanalyze Pat Buchanan, but it is thought-provoking. Let's just leave it at that. Dan in San Diego. Hey, Dan, what's on your mind?
Yeah, I had a couple points about Pat Buchanan, and, you know, basically what he does is he cherry-picks and conflates, you know, in talking about culture.
Name a historian who doesn't.
Pardon?
Name a historian who doesn't. I mean, that's more the norm.
True. But what he did, he talked about Mexicans and Cesar Chavez being a cultural icon as opposed to Shakespeare, blah, blah, blah. And
Cesar Chavez was an American.
Yeah, that's my point. He conflated Chavez with Mexican nationals and immigration when, in fact, Chavez was American.
Chavez led a march from the San Joaquin Valley to the border of Mexico to protest illegal immigration into the United States.
Yeah, that was my point. And the second point was he talked about the growth of non-white population outstripping that of the white population, and that has more to do with socioeconomic factors, and Buchanan's solution is to demonize the non-white population when the better solution would be to remove the barriers that are in the way of the non-white populations, you know, having opportunities for moving higher on the socioeconomic ladder.
Yeah. You know, Jefferson in his diary wrote about how much he admired the Native American cultures and suggested that perhaps Europeans should intermarry with them and that we should be learning more from their culture and assimilating pieces of it. I think that idea of finding cultures that work and let's be a little scientific. Let's be a little pragmatic about it. Dan, thanks for the call and bringing it into what we're doing. Jeannie, is it Jeannie in Ithaca, New York?
Yeah.
Listening on WNYY. Hey, Jeannie, what's up?
Yes. Hi. I would like to talk about Hillary a little bit.
Sure.
I usually agree with everything you have to say, Tom, but in this case, I disagree. I think she her war vote originally in Iraq was, well, it was either pandering or really bad judgment, and both those are just unacceptable for a vice presidential candidate, and her vote on Iran. her vote for cluster bombs. She seems too hawkish to me.
Yeah. Well, she's in all of those regards, she's too hawkish for me as well. And
I have one question for you.
I think it's possible
Are
for
you
people to change.
In promotion of this just to bring the party together?
In part, you know, first of all, I'm not promoting it.
Right.
You know, if Barack Obama picks, you know, any, I mean, there's a whole bunch of highly qualified people out there. I'm not trying to promote Hillary Clinton as vice president. My point was, I think she's running for vice president.
Yeah.
And I think that there's a case to be made for it. And I think if he chooses her for vice president, it won't be a mistake. That's my point. It's not that I'm some big advocate for it, but.
I was just thinking that there are a bunch of other people, even say maybe some people who were on her side who he could pick. Another woman would.
Yeah, Sebelius, for example. But then it looks like he's being gratuitous. And really, I'm not sure that Kathleen Sebelius has earned a spot on the ticket as VP, although you could argue that most VPs don't. I mean, you know, they're picked for strategic reasons. You know, what did Dan Quayle do to earn?
Yeah, really.
So. But anyhow, thanks a lot for the call, Jeannie. It's an interesting point. Harvey in Columbia, South Carolina. We got a minute before the break, Harvey. What's up?
Well, I figured it would be a minute before the break.
No, it's we have hard breaks on this show. They come in, you know.
Frankly, I hope Hillary don't get on the ticket with Barack because he's going to lose, and that will diminish her stature. She'd be in the loser's column like John Kerry and
You think her being on the ticket is going to cause him to lose, or you think he's going to lose no matter what, and she'll go down with him?
People don't vote for the VP; they vote for the president. She won't be a great hit,
But they also very often vote against people, and if she does a good job as a vice or anybody, if the vice presidential nominee is good at attacking John McCain, then that's going to help Obama. Yeah.
If the Democrat don't carry, and listen to this. If a Democrat don't carry Florida, Ohio, and West Virginia, that's not R, that's and, then we can hang it up.
Yeah, but just because Barack Obama didn't win those against Hillary Clinton doesn't mean he can't win them against John McCain.
The primary is different from the general election.
That's my point.
Well, you can't compare him running against Hillary against him running against John McCain.
No, I can't. That's my point. I think that he can win those states, even though Hillary won those states, and I don't think that she has to be on the ticket for him to win those states. 45 minutes past the hour.
The Tom Hartman Program.
You're listening to Tom Hartman. Mike Malloy at 6 p.m. Rachel Maddow at 9. Weeknights on 1480 KPHX.
Hi, Tom Hartman here, and now I want to talk to you about gold. Gold is real money, and it's been real money for over 5,000 years. As you know, gold will still be real money when the dollar is just a footnote in history. That's why I began buying gold years ago, and now I acquire gold and silver coins through ITM Trading. You should call ITM, too. 1-888-OWN-GOLD. That's 1-888-OWN-GOLD. There may be rumors of a strong dollar policy or rallies that send the dollar higher for a short time, but trust me, the dollar's future is already baked into the cake. The USA has gone from a creditor nation in the 70s to the largest debtor nation the world has ever known. That's why some nations don't even want to take the American dollar today. So I hope you're listening when I tell you that you should call my friends at ITM Trading and get some gold today. Your long-term financial future may depend on it. Talk to the experts at ITM Trading. They'll answer your questions and send you a free information packet about owning gold to help you get started. It's really simple. Call and talk to their experts at 1-888-OWN-GOLD. That's 1-888-OWN-GOLD.
Visit EffortlessExercise.com. Are you overweight, elderly, in physical therapy, or an athlete? Then the hands-free line is designed for you. Our Effortless Stretching Strap is the only hands-free isometric strap on the market. Sit back and relax and let the strap do the work for you. Try our non-slip socks. They're great for yoga, Pilates, and for slick floors. Wear our double-brimmed cap to keep the sun off your face and off the back of your neck while walking the dogs or hiking your favorite trail. Add our interchangeable 2- and 3-pound wrist and ankle weights to your walk for even speedier results. Visit EffortlessExercise.com today. Prices start at just $12.95, but right now, all items are buy one, get one free. Order today online at www.EffortlessExercise.com or call toll-free 1-877-851-0307. That's EffortlessExercise.com or 877-851-0307.
Do skinny, skinny soaps make you skinny? Definitely not. SkinnySkinnySoaps.com got its name because they never fatten up their products with cheap fillers or artificial ingredients. Skinny Skinny Soaps are all natural, and they use 96 to 100% certified organic ingredients. So get the skinny at SkinnySkinnySoaps.com. SkinnySkinnySoaps.com also makes a wide range of other exceptional products, too. From lip balms to bath salts to handmade soap dishes and unique gift sets. All are perfect for Mother's Day, Father's Day, birthdays, or simply because you don't like Mondays. What more could you possibly want? Perhaps a 20% discount when you enter the code NOVAM during your checkout? Absolutely. Get the dirt and the discount. Go to www.skinnyskinnysoaps.com.
Hey, Jeff Farias here. It's been interesting times in the housing markets, that's for sure. But one thing's for certain. With all the homes on sale, the prices are dropping, and interest rates are still low. So if you're looking to get into your first home, or maybe you're thinking about real estate as an investment, now is the time to move. And there's no better place to turn to help guide you on your way and provide the financing you need to make your dreams come true than 76 Mortgage, a small-town mortgage company with more than a decade of experience in the mortgage business. And they're going to give you the kind of service you won't find at any big bank. 76 Mortgage has been a supporter of this station and my show since day one. And I've worked with 76 Mortgage in the past, so my recommendation comes with first-hand knowledge of the quality of the service they're going to provide you. So what are you waiting for? Call 76 Mortgage today. 602-265-LOAN. That's 602-265-5626, or find them on the web at 76mortgage.com. MB number 0907413. Don't put it off any longer. Call 76 Mortgage right now.
Randy Rhodes is next at noon, then Jeff Farias at 3 p.m. This is 1480 KPHX.
Pair of boots and a sack of clothes, free and easy down the road I go, hanging memories on the highline poles, free and easy down the road I go, free and easy down the road I go. Up.
9.5 minutes before the hour, Tom Hartman here with you. Our program brought to you in part by the Teamsters, fighting to stop the unfair trade deal with Colombia. Find out more at Teamsters.org. Victoria Jones with the Talk Radio News Service, TalkRadioNews.com, on the line with us. Hey, Victoria.
Hey, Tom.
What's up in the world today? Oh, well, by the way, before we get started, is there going to be a radio row at the Talkers Convention on Friday? Do you know?
I'm afraid I don't know the answer to that.
Okay.
I wish I could tell you.
All righty, because I know I'll be doing the show Thursday from the UN with you guys, and I thought maybe Friday I would be as well. So, in any case, okay, back to business. What's going on in the world?
Well, I have to tell you that I discovered this morning, I get to work very early, about 3:45, and I open my email, and there was a generally incoherent email from Ellen that told me I was on page 2, and I emailed her back and said, what are you talking about, Ellen? She said, you're on page 2 of Scott's book.
Oh, really? Scott McClellan's book?
Yes.
Ah!
So finally, some kind of recognition. I'm on in Scott McClellan's book.
Now, does it have to do with... you know what?
Valerie Plame and Karl Rove.
Is it criminal cover-ups or is it whipped cream? I mean, you know, what is it? It's
well, I haven't seen it. I've been going all around the bookshops trying to get a copy, and they're all sold out. But basically, I think it has to do with the fact that I asked the key question.
You know, sometimes that's interesting. Sometimes Amazon will publish the first 4 or 5 pages of a book online. You might want to check Amazon.com and see.
Oh, really? I
yeah.
didn't know that.
Yeah,
that's
they've
very
got
interesting.
Most of my books, they have the first 5 or 10 pages, you know, right there online. You can read them. So.
Oh, cool. Because I want to know whether he just says, you know, Victoria Jones asked the question, or whether he wants to say that you know, scumbucket left-wing Victoria Jones asked the question.
Okay, well, you know, tell us what's going on in the world, and I'll see if I can track it down while we're on the air here.
Well, I attended the briefing with Dana Perino today, and Prime Minister Olmert of Israel is coming into town, and a lot of the questions had to do with the fact of, well, is he really relevant? I mean, is he going to have a gig in a couple of weeks' time, or what?
The Prime Minister of Israel, you mean?
Prime Minister Olmert, basically.
Yeah.
Is he going to be able to hold on his job? What is the point of even talking about the peace process, considering that he may not even have a job? That seem to be the key question, but he and the president will be meeting to talk about the peace process, and which is, of course, stumbling, as we all know. That came up. I asked a question about rendition. I'm sure you saw the report in The Guardian about how prison ships are apparently being used to house people. And so I asked about the fact that the human rights organization Reprieve states that at least 200 people have been used in rendition since 2006, when President Bush said the practice had been stopped. And I asked her to confirm this. And she said she'd never heard of the organization Reprieve and referred me to the CIA. So I didn't get an answer to that question.
Amazing. Let me read to you from Scott McClellan's book. Put your curiosity to rest. This is from Scott McClellan's What Happened. For nearly 2 weeks following the September 29 disclosure of a criminal investigation by the Department of Justice, I vigorously pushed back at the notion that the White House was behind the leak. Even before then, I had batted down any suggestion that my colleague and fellow Texan Karl Rove, a frequent target of our critics as the president's closest advisor, was involved in the leak. Later, I added the vice president's chief of staff, Louis Scooter Libby, to the list of those I defended. By the way, by the daily White House briefing on October 10th, I was looking for a way to extricate myself from commenting any further about specifics of the Plame case, which were now part of the recently announced investigation. The opening I sought came near the end of that Friday's briefing in the form of a question from Victoria Jones, a cordial yet skeptical liberal talk radio journalist and Bush administration critic. Quote, Scott, Jones said, earlier this week you told us that neither Karl Rove, Elliot Abrams, nor Louis Libby disclosed any classified information with regard to the leak. I wonder if you could tell us more specifically whether any of them told any reporter that Valerie Plame worked for the CIA, end quote. I was ready with a reply. Quote, I spoke with those individuals, as I pointed out, and those individuals assured me that they were not involved in this, I said, and that's where it stands, period. And then he goes on to another reporter, and the story continues. So that's Victoria Jones and Scott McClellan's book.
A cordial yet skeptical liberal White House critic.
Yeah, Bush administration critic, yes.
Bush administration critic.
A cordial yet skeptical liberal talk radio journalist and Bush administration critic.
You are not entirely inaccurate, is it, really?
No, it's not. You're famous. How about
that? That's a hoot. Well, yeah. Not as famous as you, Tom, because you've actually written these things. I've just been in one.
Well, here we are. So, anyhow, what else is going on in the world, Victoria?
Well, other than that, one of the things that is really going on in the world, quite frankly, is what exactly is going on with the Democratic Party. It's really very much being talked about in Washington, and whether they're going to be able to recover from the split between the Obamians and the Clintonites, and that really this race is coming down to gender versus race.
Do you think that that's a core cleavage, or that's simply what's going on the fringe?
I think it's what's going on the fringe. I think what's going on at the heart is pure politics of power.
Mm-hmm. See, I'm not sure that there is. I think that there is a vocal minority within those two groups, women and African Americans, who are voting gender or race. But I think that they're relatively insignificant compared to the number of people who are voting based on the belief that this is the right candidate. And that doesn't necessarily mean that the other is the wrong candidate. In other words, I think that the Democrats are going to come together. Are you of the opinion that they're not? Is that the bottom line here?
I'm of the opinion that there are enough that may not come together that it could be difficult for them. I'm of the opinion it's all down to her.
Yeah,
she's
absolutely.
Lukewarm, then it's all over.
Yeah, the most important person in this race right now is Hillary Clinton, because if she does not aggressively support Barack Obama, assuming that he wins the nomination tomorrow, if she does not aggressively support him, I agree with you, John McCain will be our next president, and that will be a disaster. Victoria Jones, the famous Victoria Jones, found on page 2 of Scott McClellan's new book, What Happened? The incredibly famous Victoria Jones with Talk Radio News Service, talkradionews.com. Thank you, Victoria, for gracing us with your famous presence.
Thank you.
You're welcome. Great talking with you. Stick around.
The Tom Hartman Program.
You're listening to Tom Hartman, the No Boring Zone.
Hi, Tom Hartman here, and now I want to talk to you about gold. Gold is real money, and it's been real money for over 5,000 years. As you know, gold will still be real money when the dollar is just a footnote in history. That's why I began buying gold years ago, and now I acquire gold and silver coins through ITM Trading. You should call ITM, too. 1-888-OWN-GOLD. That's 1-888-OWN-GOLD. There may be rumors of a strong dollar policy or rallies that send the dollar higher for a short time, but trust me, the dollar's future is already baked into the cake. The USA has gone from a creditor nation in the 70s to the largest debtor nation the world has ever known. That's why some nations don't even want to take the American dollar today. So I hope you're listening when I tell you that you should call my friends at ITM Trading and get some gold today. Your long-term financial future may depend on it. Talk to the experts at ITM Trading. They'll answer your questions and send you a free information packet about owning gold to help you get started. It's really simple. Call and talk to their experts at 1-888-OWN-GOLD. That's 1-888-OWN-GOLD.
You know, being a great heating and air conditioning contractor is all about making sure energy is used efficiently and safely. Hi, I'm Kirk with North Valley Mechanical. I've been a proud supporter of KPHX since the beginning. Now you can see that advertising on this station helps my company grow. You can hear it also helps keep a network of progressive voices going strong in the valley. If you feel you need an expert in indoor comfort, call me at 480-538-9184 or log on to northvalleymechanical.com. But if you're looking for an expert in marketing your business, call 1480-KPHX.
Hi, this is Kim Macias, General Sales Manager with 1480-KPHX. For the best return on your advertising, click on Advertise at 1480KPHX.com.
This is the Valley's Progressive Talk, 1480 KPHX, Phoenix.
AP Radio News. I'm Diane Kepley, waiting on word on the outcome of surgery on Senator Ted Kennedy. There is word he is now out of surgery at the Duke University Medical Center in North Carolina.
In a statement, the third longest serving senator said he and his wife decided on the targeted surgery after talking with experts from around the country. It comes almost 2 weeks after it was announced he is suffering from a malignant glioma, considered to be the worst kind of brain cancer. Kennedy says the plan calls for him to undergo chemotherapy and radiation treatments following the surgery. He says he is grateful and humbled by the outpouring of support and good wishes, adding he is strengthened by the prayers that people are saying for him. Jerry Bodlander, Capitol Hill.
Families are being reunited in Texas. A judge there has told parents from a polygamous group the children can go home, but with some restrictions. Syria is allowing UN inspectors into that country to check on allegations it was building a nuclear reactor at a site destroyed last year in an Israeli airstrike. AP's George Yon has more.
Syria was under great pressure to grant permission for this to happen. If it wouldn't have granted permission, then it would have basically been an acknowledgement that it had something to hide.
Iran's potential nuclear ambitions were brought up today on the campaign trail. John McCain raised concerns in a speech to a pro-Israel group in Washington and again criticized Barack Obama for his willingness to meet unconditionally with the leaders of Iran. Meanwhile, Obama today told supporters in Michigan he expects the Democrats to be united in the fall campaign against McCain.
Senator Clinton has run an outstanding race. She is an outstanding public servant, and she and I will be working together in November.
Meanwhile, Clinton is campaigning in South Dakota before tomorrow's primaries. A breach of sensitive data at the Walter Reed Army Medical Center may have revealed the personal information on about 1,000 patients. On Wall Street, a sell-off. The Dow down 184. This is AP Radio News. One of the founding fathers of rock and roll has died.
Oh, dearly gone up and go.
At the International Rock Awards in 1990, both Diddley said, you know, the blues.
The rich man can get the blues from trying to keep somebody from getting his money. You know what I'm saying? See, Donald Trump got the blues right now.
The legendary singer and performer is a member of the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame, and he was given a Lifetime Achievement Award in 1999 at the Grammys. One of the most influential and enduring fashion designers of the 20th century has died. The AP's Elaine Ganley says Yves Saint Laurent empowered women.
The passing of Saint Laurent is really the passing of an era in the world of high fashion and low fashion for that matter. He really made his mark on the way women dress. he put women in pantsuits.
And he was 71 years old. I'm Diane Kepley, AP Radio News.
Brought to you by Visa. Visa knows there's nothing small about small business. We help companies realize their larger-than-life potential at visa.com/small business.
1480 KPHX, Stephanie Miller, Tom Hartman, Randy Rhodes, Jeff Ferrius, and Mike Malloy. It's talk radio for the rest of us. This is the Valley's Progressive Talk, 1480 KPHX.
I was lucky enough to find out about Laurel Langmire. Since then, I own 16 investment properties. I have a C-Corp, an S-Corp. I have six LLCs.
Free yourself from the daily grind of your 9-to-5 job.
My experience in the first 4 months, I walked away with almost $300,000.
Laurel Langmire has personally coached hundreds of entrepreneurs into financial freedom.
Laurel and her team blew me away, and I went, I got to work with this lady.
Laurel teaches you how to live in a wealth cycle and stay there. A master of customized one-on-one guidance, Laurel Langmire can place you on the road to financial independence.
Hi, I'm Laurel Langmire. Creating wealth is not as difficult as you may think. If you're ready to turn your financial dreams into reality, then I want you to have my Extreme Money Makeover CD for free.
Call now for this limited time special offer. Get Laurel's Money Makeover CD and her best-selling book, The Millionaire Maker. Both the book and the CD for free. You only pay a small shipping and handling fee. Call 800-937-6154. 800-937-6154.
As a progressive business owner on a tight budget, you know that spending long hours doing your own bookkeeping can be a real headache. Affording a full-time bookkeeper is costly, even with popular software packages. Concentrating on building your business is what really matters. Hi, this is Carrie with Camelview Accounting Services. As an expert in QuickBooks, I pride myself in office setups, organization, and maintenance through financial statements. In just a few weeks, you will be up and running, and for as little as 4 hours per month, your bookkeeping will stay on track. When tax time rolls around again, you will have a complete package to take to your CPA. The beauty of it is, you won't have to hire a full-time bookkeeper. Call me right now at 480-946-2484. And for a full line of services, please visit my website at camelviewaccounting.biz. That's 480-946-2484, or the website at camelviewaccounting.biz.
The Randy Rhodes Show.
This is our government. And anybody that dares speak out, retribution, baby. Big time, bad time, full time, all the time. Retribution. And the person in charge of protecting whistleblowers, 7-level wife, so you'll never find out that he was serving up the whistleblowers. It's just amazing to me.
The Randy Rhodes Show, weekdays from noon to 3 on the Valley's Progressive Talk, 1480 KPHX. This is the Tom Hartman Program, live and exclusively on the Valley's Progressive Talk, 1480 KPHX. This is the Tom Hartman Program.
Your home for truth in broadcasting.
Now, here's Tom Hartman.
And soon our national, long, long, long national nightmare will be over. January 20th, 2009. George W. Bush will voluntarily leave office. Or at least we hope he will. We expect him to. He showed up at the National Spelling Bee. Jessica Shakespeare, an 11-year-old from West Virginia, one of the Spelling Bee finalists, was asked, can President Bush spell constitutional? She said, no, don't think so. Raymond Soriano, 14, spelling bee contestant from Texas, says, Bush misspelled business one time. That's embarrassing. Vincent Medina from Florida, 11-year-old Vincent Medina. This is the National Spelling Bee Championship, right? He says, anyone can outspell Bush. And Jonathan Shute, a 13-year-old from Canada, thinks he can outspell Dick Cheney and Condoleezza, too. Yeah. Oh, man. I mean, it's at a certain level, it's just downright embarrassing what's going on. And
Colin, you might want to let Marcus know that line 10 have been ringing there for a while. So, in any case, we'll see how it all shakes out. 866-303-2270, our telephone number. Sherry in Northern California, listening on Green 960. Hey, Sherry, what's on your mind today?
Hi, Tom. I truly trust what you say. I have enormous admiration and respect for you, and I have a question for you.
Okay.
Why is it that in talking about Scott McClellan's book, the media talk only discusses, they discredit Scott McClellan, and I've never heard any of the content of the book discredited?
Because apparently the content of the book is unimpeachable. The corporate media in America doesn't want to talk about the content because the content largely indicts the media even more than it indicts the administration. You know, the very first day there were those quotes, and then there were a couple of commentators who came out and said something. Jessica Yellen with CNN, she's now posted a formal apology on their website. You know, Andrea Mitchell made a comment. They were very quick to cover that up. Frankly, the corporate media in America does not is not a fan of introspection and not fond of criticism. So that's my take on it.
No, it's the person who writes it and not having anything to do with what he says.
Yeah, yeah. It's all about character assassination and personal
attack.
That's
very discouraging. Okay, well, thank you, Tom.
You're welcome. Sherry, thanks a lot for the call. Jeff in Denver. Hey, Jeff, what's on your mind today?
Hey, a couple things. One is as far as what Victoria just said about voting for a black person or voting for a woman.
Mm-hmm.
People can still do that. They can vote for a black woman. Cynthia McKinney's running. I'm not, you know, endorsing her, but I'm just saying, yeah, there is a liberal woman running for president right
yeah,
now.
Yeah, she doesn't have a snowball's chance in hell, as they say.
But I'd sure rather have people, if people don't want to vote for Obama, but yeah, the Hillary people, I'd say, hey, don't vote for McCain, at least vote for Cynthia.
Yeah, I'd say vote for the Democrat and make a commitment to show up at the local Democratic Party and get involved and take that thing over.
Yeah.
You know, it's,
and as far as the thing of the decision this weekend about Florida and Michigan, if I decided to vote for president today, would my vote count? Because I just don't want to wait.
What do you mean?
I think I should be able to vote whenever I want for president. Yeah, rather than wait till November, I should be able to cast my vote today and have it count. You know, there are rules. You get to vote in certain times of the year.
Right. Well, that has to do with the fact that that's when the parties have come up with the candidates, and the candidates have had their candidacies, and people have campaigned and things like that. So.
Yeah, but I don't get to decide when I'm going to vote. I have to wait till November.
No, it's in the Constitution.
Yeah, and so if I vote today, my vote won't count.
Well, actually, today it probably won't, but most states have early voting, you know, vote by mail, things like that.
Yeah, but there are rules when you get to vote.
I'm missing your point, Jeff.
Well, the point is that Florida and Michigan didn't follow the rules.
Oh, I see.
And so it's like, you know, we don't just get to choose.
Right, right. And they've been penalized for that appropriately. So, Jeff, thanks a lot for the call. I appreciate it. Richard Clark is with us. Yes, that Richard Clark, the Richard Clark who began his career in the office of the Secretary of Defense in 1973. He was Deputy Secretary of Intelligence in the Reagan administration. The Senate confirmed him as Assistant Secretary of State for Political and Military Affairs in the George Herbert Walker Bush administration. Served in the White House for both Bush 1 and Clinton. Now he teaches at the Harvard Kennedy School and consults for ABC News and is chairman of Good Harbor Consulting, which is goodharbor.net on the website. On the web. He has a new book out, Your Government Failed You, Breaking the Cycle of National Security Disasters. Richard Clark, welcome back to our program.
No, it's good to be with you.
Thank you. Before we get to the book, I'm just curious your take on the current state of the presidential election, both the Democratic and Republican candidates, and what's going on.
Well, I hope the Democratic candidate will emerge sometime this week, if not tomorrow night on Wednesday, so that we can have a real two-candidate campaign and have some real debates. I think it's going to be fascinating to watch these debates because it'll be a real contrast of old and new. And I think the opinion polls that show it's basically a tie now will change, I think, dramatically.
Yeah. In your book, your government failed you. You know, that very premise, the underlying premise behind that statement is that your government is here to serve you, which is is supposed to accomplish something, which is kind of antithetical to the libertarian and the libertarian streak within the Republican worldview. To what extent are the failures that led to 9/11 and many of the other failures that you document in your book, to what extent are those the consequence of an ideology that government really shouldn't do anything other than fight foreign wars?
Well, I think there's an ideology prevalent in the Republican Party and in parts of Washington that government should not regulate, that it should basically let the corporate world do what it wants.
Mm-hmm.
And so we have these instances such as the mortgage meltdown, where the government didn't regulate.
Right.
And numerous
They deregulated.
Right, right. They gave up the regulation. Right. Numerous examples of where an industry will push back on the government and say, well, we don't want to do that security thing that you want us to do. And therefore the government says, okay, well, fine, if you don't want to do it. Prior to 9/11, that was the airline industry. And the airline industry pushed back hard on a whole series of proposals for improving security of passenger airlines.
Right, back in the 70s when they were hijacking planes to Cuba.
All the way through the 90s.
Yeah.
There was an Al Gore chaired a commission in 1997, I believe, on aviation security, and came up with some ideas, and the industry said, oh, no, we can't do that. It's much worse in the Bush administration, where they've actually appointed people who are commissioners of various regulatory agencies who avowedly don't want to regulate and haven't even used the authority that the regulatory commissions already have, let alone asked for new ones.
Mm-hmm. So, first of all, we're talking with Richard Clark. The title of the book, Your Government Failed You, Breaking the Cycle of National Security Disasters. The national security disaster cycle here, when did this begin? What is the nature of it? And how do we break that cycle?
Well, I think it's been going on. Probably there have been national security failures for the last 30 years. But I think it's certainly picked up enormously in the last decade. And part of what's going on here is the politicization of national security, where every time an issue comes up, the Democrats and the Republicans seek to differentiate themselves from each other over that issue, even if it's a national security issue, rather than asking what's the right response. A rare instance where this didn't happen last week was where the three presidential candidates issued a joint statement on Darfur and Sudan.
Right.
But that's extraordinarily rare. Typically, they immediately try to find a wedge, turn a security problem into a political wedge issue, try to scare us into voting one way or the other.
You know, I'm surprised by how much the Democrats have not done that with 9/11. It would have been, I can just imagine if Bill Clinton had been president and a 9/11 happened, Newt Gingrich would have been on him so hard, so fast. You let this happen. This is all your fault. No Democrat ever said that about George Bush.
No, I think the Democrats have made some strategic mistakes about national security issues and ceded the field in many ways in terms of reputation to the Republicans. And I write in the book about how military families, families of military retirees or families of people who have some member active duty in the Army, overwhelmingly seem to vote Republican, even though the man from Mars, the fair observer looking at the performance of the Bush administration, would say that this Republican administration has been terrible for military families and military personnel.
Right, whereas the Democratic administration that fought World War II won the war and provided for the GIs afterwards.
Yeah, and we have this administration that not only didn't provide body armor for the soldiers, didn't send in enough troops, didn't provide armored vehicles for them, and then when they come back wounded and with PTSD, post-traumatic stress disorder, doesn't have a medical system ready to support them.
Right.
And then when someone proposes a GI Bill expansion to compensate them, the White House and John McCain oppose it. So it's incredible that military families will knee-jerk and say the Republicans are better for on military issues and national security issues, despite the overwhelming facts that the Republicans have hurt military families and military personnel.
I think that's changing rapidly. We're talking with Richard Harbor, Richard Clark. GoodHarbor.net is his website. The new book, Your Government Failed You, Breaking the Cycle of National Security Disasters. Sir, we have about a half a minute left. Just in a very in a capsule, what should Americans do about this?
Well, I think they should call foul when people like John McCain try to politicize these things in an overt way, saying that Barack Obama is the candidate for Hamas, you know, that sort of thing. It's just unacceptable, and people ought to scream and yell bloody murder when they do it.
Yeah, and just call them out on it.
Exactly.
Well said. Richard Clark, good luck with the book, and thank you for the great work that you've done helping us defend our nation and now highlighting many of the ways that we can do so better in the future. Thank you, sir.
Thank you.
17 minutes past the hour.
Tom Hartman.
Joining the fight by taking on the right.
You're listening to the Tom Hartman Program.
Stephanie Miller, Tom Hartman, Randy Rhodes, Jeff Farias, and Mike Malloy. Weekdays on 1480 KPHX.
In the bizarro world of neoconservative politics, controlling the message is important, but not as important as taking the truth out for a joyride. In fact, in the neoconservative world, the truth is irrelevant. Up becomes down, heroes become traitors, and drilling for oil becomes exploring for energy. This is the core of Cracking the Code, the new book by Tom Hartman. In Cracking the Code, How to Win Hearts, Change Minds, and Restore America's Original Vision, Air America radio host Tom Hartman explains the art and science of political persuasion and how the brain processes fear and emotion, the right wing's messages of choice. Cracking the Code exposes how right-wing politicians recreate reality, spinning the truth to suit their agenda. But best of all, this book shows progressives how to tackle the propaganda head-on, how to push back against illogical logic, and how to effectively communicate the truth. Once you realize torture is now called enhanced interrogation, when the surge is indeed an escalation, and this endless occupation is being labeled a war, now you're cracking the code. Get Cracking the Code by Tom Hartman. Available at bookstores everywhere.
Business Needs Incorporated wants to know, how's business today? Have you taken the time to assess your business lately? Have you reviewed your business plan? Maybe you've achieved the goals you've set for yourself and are ready to take that next step to really grow your business. Business Needs knows changes in the market and advances in technology influence the direction of your company, and it's likely time to reset your plan. If your business climate, clientele, or products have changed, it's time to re-strategize and maximize your profits and productivity. Call Business Needs Incorporated at 602-595-5210. With over 25 years of experience helping owners accomplish success in their industry, Business Needs offers impartial, unemotional, and efficient solutions to lowering your tax liability and creating real, executable strategies that put your business ahead of your competition. Businesses don't plan to fail. They fail to plan. Call Business Needs at 602-595-5210 or visit them online at businessneedsaz.com.
Hi, I'm Christine, office manager at Evanston Electric. When you're in need of an expert electrician for any electrical repair, including whole house rewiring, service upgrades, please feel free to give Evanston Electric a call. At Evanston Electric, we pride ourselves in quality, on-time, valley-wide service. We will take care of all of your residential and light commercial needs, from the simple to the complex, all with a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Call us today at 623-580-VOLT. That's 623-580-8658. Or go to 1480kphx.com and click on our web tile there. However, if you're looking for a way to spark up your business, I highly recommend contacting the marketing professionals at 1480kphx. They'll help you create an advertising campaign that will not only increase traffic to your business, but specifically target your ideal client.
Hi, I'm Mari Connor, Senior Account Executive with 1480kphx. To re-energize your business, click on the advertise link at 1480kphx.com.
The information contained on your computer is worth more than the computer itself. Just imagine the cost of losing your family photos, your music, your financial information, and all the other documents you keep on your computer. Backing up your files is the only sure way to protect the information on your computer. With one call, Five9 Computer Services will come to you to set up a backup scheme that fits your needs. Give Five9 a call at 602-535-5699 or visit us online at aztechsupport.net.
Local economies are strong economies. Hi, this is Mike Malloy. Local media connects local businesses with local customers, or at least it should. While corporate radio thumbs their noses at Main Street, 1480 KPHX specializes in working with valley-owned businesses that are competing against the chain and megastores. Keep progressive talk going strong and keep more of your dollars right here in town. Visit the sponsors directory at 1480kphx.com.
Back to the Tom Hartman Program, live on the Valley's Progressive Talk, 1480 KPHX.
Minutes past the hour. It's the Tom Hartman Program, broadcasting live, coast to coast, border to border. Welcome back. Congresswoman Debbie Wasserman Schultz is with us, representing the state of Florida. And, hey, Congresswoman, welcome.
Thank you very much, Tom. Good to be here.
Thank you. How do you see this whole situation, the electoral situation, playing out?
Well, I mean, I think, you know, we'll obviously have these primaries tomorrow. We have to see what the outcome of those are. I think that it will be pretty clear that Senator Clinton is ahead in the popular vote when the primaries conclude tomorrow, and Senator Obama will be ahead in pledged delegates. And, you know, there'll need to be some soul-searching and some conversations that we'll have over, that will be had over the next several days and perhaps a little bit longer than that. And so it's a little bit early to predict what's going to happen.
How deep do you think the wounds have gone in the Democratic Party as a result of?
How deep do I think the wounds? You know, yeah. I really think they're surface wounds. I think, you know, there are superficial wounds that you always have when you have a primary. But I personally don't think this primary has been any more divisive. Actually, I think it's been less divisive than most primaries that I've observed. And because we have so much at stake in this general election coming up, I absolutely believe we will come together as a party. Now, will we have some obstacles to get over? You know, particularly in my state after Saturday's decision, yes, we definitely will.
Yeah.
But I think they are surmountable obstacles.
What are your thoughts on what happened with regard to the 50-50 split of?
I think it was an irresponsible decision. I mean, I think it was irresponsible and it wasn't very strategic. I mean, Florida is the biggest swing state in the general election, and you know, there are a lot of hurt feelings. I can tell you I've gotten a lot of contact, emails and phone calls and people who are very disappointed and, who are saying, listen, they don't want half of us to come out to vote in the general election, and they certainly don't want only half of our money. So they're pretty resentful of the fact that they've only given us half a vote. And hopefully what will happen is that whoever the Democratic nominee is will very quickly move to restore our full delegation and give us a full vote at the convention.
Does the nominee have that ability?
The nominee has the ability because they can go to either the Rules or the Credentials Committee and ask that they meet again and vote to seat the delegation. I think that will be essential.
Yeah. The Republicans cut their delegate vote in half as well. And I don't, you know, I haven't heard any Republicans complaining about this. Isn't really the issue here that
Well, the Republicans have had a nominee for, a presumptive nominee for a while. And so the impact is not the same. And I would expect that the Republican, you know, that John McCain will make sure that the Florida delegation in the Republican Party is seated in full as well.
Yeah. So, okay. So then the reason in your mind that that people are concerned about this is because basically it's making it possible for Barack Obama to become the nominee over the next couple of days. I mean, isn't that the bottom line?
The reason it's important is that we have to make sure that whoever the nominee is, that they don't go into the general election with one hand tied behind their back. And if you are automatically, putting yourself in a situation where you have to get over, some majorly, not just hurt feelings, but some resentment that's been created by the mistreatment, which is perceived down here by the DNC.
But isn't your rhetoric
is really the only one that can heal that?
Isn't your rhetoric maintaining or exacerbating that?
I'm sorry.
Isn't when you say that
Well, we're out of time. I'm sorry. We've hit the bottom of the hour. Debbie Wasserman Schultz, I thank you very much for coming on the program.
You're welcome. Thanks for
having me. And the great job you're doing representing Florida. Good talking with you. 26 minutes past the hour. Telephone number 866-303-2270. TomHartmann.com, AirAmerica.com if you want more information. And drop into our live chat room. We'll be right back.
You're listening to the Tom Hartmann Program.
Call Tom at 866-303-2270.
The Valley's Progressive Talk, streaming live at 1480kphx.com.
You know, it's not pleasant to talk about, but it's one thing that every man over the age of 30 should know about, an enlarged prostate. Prostate enlargement can cause frequent urination and even sexual problems. So between getting up in the middle of the night to urinate and possible sexual problems, an enlarged prostate becomes a giant pain in the... Well, you get the idea. Now, what if I told you there was an all-natural way to help your body keep your prostate healthy? There is. It's called Beta Prostate, and it's an all-natural prostate vitamin. No crazy medications with strange side effects, just a natural supplement that helps maintain your prostate. Beta Prostate has proven ingredients that target and feed your prostate with healthy nutrients. If you're over the age of 30, be proactive in keeping your prostate in good health. Try Beta Prostate risk-free. Call 1-800-954-0803. That's 1-800-954-0803. Your health is too important to wait, so call now. 1-800-954-0803. That's 1-800-954-0803.
You know, not too long ago, I found a leak in my roof, and I got a few estimates from roofing companies in the area. I decided on Dry Fit Roofing for the job. They began by removing the deck on top of my roof. Then they repaired the leak and quickly rebuilt the deck. But 6 weeks later, the leak that they fixed wasn't fixed. So Dry Fit came back to take another look. Only I wasn't home, but they went ahead and removed the deck again anyway, and then replaced another portion of the roof. The wrong portion. So, of course, I called them, and called them, and called them. But I still haven't heard back from Dry Fit Roofing. At the end of the day, it cost me $4,000 for a leaky roof and a destroyed deck.
Find thousands of unbiased reports and reviews from people in your area on Angie's List. Our members share their experiences with each other so that you can choose the service company that's right for your job the first time around. Borrow some experience at AngiesList.com.
This is the Valley's Progressive Talk, 1480 KPHX.
Data breach. I'm Ed Donahue. Officials at Walter Reed Army Medical Center. Personal may have been compromised in a breach of sensitive data. Brain surgery on Senator Edward Kennedy in North Carolina. Chairman of the Neurology Department at George Washington University, Dr. Anthony Caputi, says Friedman is an excellent surgeon.
And he's well-known in neurosurgery circles for this, nationally and internationally, for the treatment of these type of brain tumors.
Federal authorities in Columbus, Ohio, say a man charged in a terror plot to attack Americans at overseas military facilities and resorts has agreed to plead guilty. A judge in Texas has ordered the return of more than 400 children taken from their parents at a polygamist compound. Construction spending dropped again in April. Manufacturing activity edged up, but economist Norbert Orr doesn't think it's a trend.
There's a lot of movement within the data, but it's kind of hard to find anything to get excited about, to the upside anyway.
Wall Street, the Dow is down 183 points. I'm Ed Donahue.
1480 KPHX, Stephanie Miller, Tom Hartmann, Randy Rhodes, Jeff Farias, and Mike Malloy. Forget everything you thought you knew about talk radio. This is the Valley's Progressive Talk, 1480 KPHX.
So, do you use an alarm clock and snooze button in the morning, or are you awakened by the blinding Arizona sun? It's Blind Time has your local solution for window treatments, shutters, and blinds for every budget that provide privacy, UV protection, and make your home more energy efficient. Just think about the damage prolonged sun exposure can do to your floors and furniture. Choose from vinyl blinds and wood shutters, or select from an array of green alternatives. It's Blind Time is a proud dealer of eco-friendly, American-made Graber blinds and shutters. Their enviro-friendly window coverings offer an array of beautiful fabrics, which are all tested for indoor pollutants. Graber blinds are green by nature. For all your shutter and blind needs, or for your free no-obligation estimate, call It's Blind Time at 623-594-3670. That's 623-594-3670. Or log on to itsblindtime.com. If you're blinded by the Arizona sunshine, then it's blind time. Call It's Blind Time at 623-594-3670 today.
I'm attorney Van Osteen. If you're seriously injured through someone else's fault, you have a right to expect two things: fair compensation for what's been taken away from you, and a lawyer who knows how to get it done for you. But left to profit-driven insurance companies, you can be sure they'll try to pay you as little as possible. At the law firm of Osteen and Harrison, you'll be represented by a personal injury lawyer who knows how to win for you. We've been doing it for more than 30 years, and we've recovered more than $3 billion for our clients. Call us at 602-252-8888 or find us on the Internet at vanosteen.com. It's not about getting even. It's a matter of getting you what you deserve. I'm Van Osteen, and we'd like to help you.
Get in touch with Osteen and Harrison at 602-252-8888. That's 252-8888 or vanosteen.com.
Jeff Farias.
I'm extremely encouraged hearing this kind of talk coming out of Obama, hearing him take these people on. And again, this foreign policy we've had right here, not only has it been a colossal failure in terms of the kind of results we've gotten, but it's been counter to everything this country has stood for with regard to foreign policy. Since when have we been afraid to go to the table? Well, since George Bush was elected.
The Jeff Farias Show, weekday afternoons from 3 to 6 on the Valley's Progressive Talk, 1480 KPHX. The Randy Rhodes Show, weekdays from noon to 3 on 1480 KPHX.
Here comes the rest of our lives. I count the steps, the distance to the time when it was me and you, so far gone. Another face, another friend, another place, another end, but I'll hang on. And it's a while.
Maybe it's just a day too early, you know? Maybe it's just 2 days too early. I don't know. We'll see. But, hang on a second. Debbie Wasserman Schultz, of course, a partisan for the Clinton campaign for president. And the point in my mind is that the most important person in this race between Obama and Clinton right now is going to be the loser. And all the indications are that that loser is going to be Hillary Clinton. In fact, it's being reported right now. She's heading back to New York. She's asking her campaign staff to turn in their expenses. I mean, these are all the kinds of things that you do when you're wrapping up a campaign. And how she comports herself, how she handles this, how she deals with it, what she says, and what she has her surrogates say is going to decide whether this country is torn apart, or at least the Democratic Party, is torn apart or moves forward. And it concerns me to hear surrogates for the Clinton campaign talk about the, you know, well, you know, they don't mind taking all of their money from Florida, but they're only getting them half the vote. You know, that kind of rhetoric. I mean, that it's essentially combative stuff. It frankly concerns me. I you know, it's and we were very, very short on time in that segment, and I don't want to get into something really adversarial with a member of Congress who's, I think, trying to do the right thing and support her candidate. But it is time to start healing. Chris in Fort Lauderdale, Florida, listening on Wins. Hey, Chris.
Yeah, hey, Tom. Actually, that's the beauty of Barack Obama's candidacy, is that the people with money can't influence him. And that's kind of what a lot of those of us who've kind of sided with Obama, I didn't start out initially on his side, but once Edwards dropped by the wayside and others, he had two choices. And he, in my mind, was the best choice. Now, when I hear my elected officials down here, I'm right down here and see her on the TV all the time. I see this weekend as I'm watching the hearings, and I'm watching my Senator Bill Nelson get up there distorting the facts, saying that he's representing Florida. He's not representing Florida, nor is she. She's representing, they're representing Hillary's supporters that feel disenfranchised. Nobody here in Florida is complaining. The majority of us didn't vote for her, and we knew it wasn't going to count. So for them to, you know, distort the facts and say so many people voted because of the primary, there was a huge tax incentive or issue that was on the ballot, and they didn't mention that until later in the hearings. He just ignored it. So, you know, the fact is there should be consequences when somebody's willing to basically put aside the party for blind, loyalty to a candidate. I think the voters should keep that in mind the next time re-elections come around for Wasserman Schultz, for Bill Nelson. There's a guy, I don't know if you heard this, one of the local Florida legislators says he's going to take this to court, this decision mm-hmm. to split the delegates, no matter whether Hillary steps aside or not. His name's Steve Geller.
Yeah.
He says he's going to take it to court no matter what, so they're going to continue to fight it in the Florida legislature.
Yeah, but
it's going to be.
That person is going to let it go. I think Chris, that the Clinton campaign is going to do the right thing. I really do. I frankly was surprised by what Congresswoman Schultz said, but I think that they're going to do the right thing. We'll see. We'll have to see. Thanks a lot for the call, though. I appreciate it. Listen, WNYY in New York, John in Ithaca. Hey, John, what's up?
Yes. Hello, Tom. Thank you. I've never called in before. Maybe I've never gotten through, but you are a wonderment. You're, thank goodness that you're on the radio.
Well, thank you. What's up?
You have such an equanimous feel about you. To listen to the Harold Ickes and the Deborah Wasserman Schultz threaten the Democratic Party, and in my mind, they're not only threatening the Democratic Party, they're threatening the future of this country, because we have never been in this kind of a debacle of a situation. 8 years has almost ruined us as a democracy.
Yeah, I'd say the closest we've come to it was during the administration of John Adams. With the Alien Sedition Acts, when he was putting.
I'm old, but I'm not that old.
Right, but I mean, he was putting into prison newspaper publishers for writing editorials against him.
And there's been threats of that here. You know, anybody against the war. We all know what's been done. We all know that Barack Obama, I believe, is the most capable of welding people together back together again. Hillary works more like an adversarial lawyer.
Right.
She wants to destroy the other side.
This is why she'd make, in my opinion, this is why she'd make a great vice presidential candidate.
Well, absolutely, but I disagree with you on that. I'd love to see a Jim Webb or a John Edwards, actually.
But see, Jim Webb.
I was an Edwards supporter.
Yeah, and, no, I was an Edwards supporter, too. And Jim Webb has a number of problems. There's been an interesting chronicling of them over at, I believe, the Coase. Maybe it was Huffington Post. But his biggest problem is the same problem that Barack Obama has, the same criticism that's been leveled against him, which is he has 2 years of federal legislative experience.
Well, I just wanted to say one other thing that I forgot what it was.
That's okay. I know the feeling. It happens to me all the time.
The Deborah Wasserman Schultz and the Harold Ickes, their time is the past. They're operating on a mentality that's past. The future requires the change that Barack is talking about.
Yeah.
And I'm not 20 years old. I've seen a lot, and I still recognize that this is where we have to go.
Yeah. Yeah, this too shall pass, John. Trust me. It's like when Jefferson talked about, soon the age of witches shall pass. He was referring, of course, to John Adams and his administration, where Jefferson was the vice president and left town the day that Adams signed the Alien and Sedition Acts. The time of witches, speaking of George W. Bush and company, will pass. Mike in Detroit, Michigan. Hey, listen on WDTW. Hey, Mike.
Hey, Tom.
What's up?
A while back I called you and I talked about the difference between winning and governing.
Yes.
And the strategies that will allow you to win makes it almost impossible for you to govern.
Not necessarily.
Well, I'm saying there's a certain type, and this is the type of politics that has been very pervasive over the last 20, 30 years. And if you look at the Democratic primary, it's the exact same template, the same model. It is to burn the town down, just burn it down, and then we'll worry about governing it later. So what really concerns me, and I respect you for one thing, cracking the code I got from you, and I have a complete understanding of language I didn't have before. So look at some factual information. Congressman Schultz, she basically said that Hillary Clinton is winning the popular vote. She's defining the popular vote in a very narrow way. She's excluding anyone that voted in a caucus, which for this whole trumpeting of let's count all the votes, let's make sure everyone has their franchise, they're disenfranchising everyone who's voted in
right.
the caucus.
No, it's a very I agree. It's a very disingenuous articulation, and I wish they wouldn't use it because even when they count those who, I think in most cases, they actually count the people who voted in the caucuses, but that doesn't mean that they're counting all the people who would have voted in the state had the state held a primary.
You may
have 500 or 1,000 people who show up for a caucus. You might have had 50,000 or 100,000 who would show up to vote, and if you proportionally spread that out, then, you know, you've got a whole different story.
And the second piece is, if you look over time, Hillary Clinton had every opportunity to basically say that what happened in Florida and not counting these votes was wrong. She had the opportunity to do that when she signed a pledge saying that it wouldn't count. She had an opportunity all along the way. She chose to do that when it was politically to her benefit.
Mm-hmm.
Now, to suggest that this is somehow has anything to do with making sure people in Florida have a right to vote and their vote counted in the primary, it's not only disingenuous, it's a downright lie. And when Donna Brazile made the statement that when you change the rules at the end of the game, that is a simple way to look at that. It's called cheating. That is a fact. So when you were talking about healing the party, bringing us together, the Clinton strategy to govern is to do anything to win first, and then there's nothing left over to govern. And then the last thing I wanted to say from a language point of view, the media, and you guys have allowed this, we talk about the Clintons like they're one person. We talk about what happened in the 90s when the Clintons were in office. If that is true, then Barack Obama is running against Hillary, Bill Clinton, and John McCain. Then he's doing a great job.
Yeah, he's running against a large machine. And I think probably the biggest lesson to come out of what happened on Saturday is that Bill Clinton doesn't run the Democratic Party any longer.
But Hillary Clinton was not in the office in the 90s. And every time someone says the Clintons are great campaigners, when the Clintons were in office, they weren't. She's never been president. That's a fact.
Right. But she's been senator, and she's run and won two senatorial elections.
But we give her credit for the 90s, which is okay to do, but we talk about her campaign, and we say the Clintons,
yeah,
plural. The media has done this throughout the campaign.
Mm-hmm.
The Clintons did this. The Clintons have been very successful.
Oh,
The Clintons weren't in power in the 90s. That's not true.
Right, and it's usually the good rather than the bad. For
Absolutely.
Example, you know, the Clintons passed NAFTA. The Clintons destroyed the middle class. The Clintons did welfare reform, which is throwing a lot of low-income women into poverty and homelessness. Yeah. Mike, thanks a lot for the call. I appreciate it. We'll continue with our conversation. And we may be able to get Susie Turnbull in here. That would be fascinating. The number two person in the DNC. We'll check it out. 45 minutes past the hour. It's the Tom Hartman radio program right here on Air America.
Tom Hartman.
You're listening to the Tom Hartman program.
Stephanie Miller at 6 a.m., Tom Hartman at 9, weekday mornings on 1480 KPHX.
Since 1991, more than 2,300 union leaders have been murdered in Colombia. It's the most dangerous place in the world for workers to speak out for better wages and working conditions. Maybe that's why George Bush and his big business benefactors think Colombia is a perfect trading partner and are pushing a so-called free trade agreement between the two countries. Call your representative in Congress today and urge them to stop the Colombia trade deal. Tell them that murder shouldn't be rewarded with trade. Go to Teamster.org for more information.
We couldn't have asked for a better day to break out the PWCs.
I know, this is great.
What is that?
Oh, that's my new theme music. GEICO helped me save so much money on my PWC insurance, I hired a band to play my own theme song.
Huh. Do they know Freebird?
Saving you money on your PWC insurance is our business. What you do with the money is your business. GEICO Power Sports. Insurance for all the things that move you.
Did you know that the West Valley Two Men and a Truck Companies truly are the movers who care when it comes to the environment? That's right. We are the only moving company in the Valley that uses biodiesel to power our trucks. Hi, I'm Jody.
And I'm Beth, and we're the owners of the West Valley's Two Men and a Truck Moving Service.
The West Valley's Two Men and a Truck Moving Company is known for having a professional, insured, and bonded staff, as well as a flat hourly rate.
However, we are extremely happy to announce that we have just finished converting our fleet of moving trucks over to biodiesel fuel. So what are you waiting for?
Get a move on!
For your free, no-obligation estimate, call 602-242-2180. That's 602-242-2180. Or log on to wearemovers.com. That's wearemovers.com.
Mention 1480 and receive $50 worth of free boxes with any move.
So call 602-242-2180. That's 602-242-2180 and get moving today.
What do you think when you see the American flag stuck to the back of an SUV who's about to run you off the road? Unfortunately, the symbol of our flag has been hijacked by so-called patriots. For them, the American flag has become more about going to war than it is a symbol of peace. And StuckOnPeace.com wants to take our flag back one sticker at a time. Together, we can become an army for peace and start our own movement. Get your patriotic peace sign stickers at StuckOnPeace.com and pass them out to everyone you know. Let's empower others to join the peace movement by creating our own patriotic uniform of peace created by StuckOnPeace.com. StuckOnPeace.com is a proud supporter of Nova M Radio and Randy Rhodes' return to the airwaves. Let's remind all Americans that peace is patriotic. Log on to StuckOnPeace.com. That's StuckOnPeace.com for your stickers today.
Do you owe the IRS over $10,000 or have unfiled back taxes? If so, the IRS is looking for you. The IRS is the most brutal collection agency in the world, and this year has just hired a massive amount of new government agents to seize your property, garnish your wages, force you into foreclosure, and even put you in jail. The IRS will stop at nothing. Don't let this happen to you. Call Tax Relief ASAP at 877-222-9044 right now. If you owe the IRS $10,000 or more, you may qualify for the 2008 settlement program and get out for pennies of what you owe. But you must act now. Stop worrying, stop looking over your shoulder, and imagine the freedom you could have again. Call Tax Relief ASAP, the most effective tax firm with over 31 years of proven experience. Call Tax Relief ASAP now at 877-222-9044. That's 877-222-9044.
Now more with Tom Hartman on the Valley's Progressive Talk, 1480 KPHX.
The truth is every man dies, not every man lives.
9.5 minutes before the hour. Welcome back to the Tom Hartman Radio Program. Slim possibility that Susie Turnbull, our old friend, we've had Susie on the program many, many times, will have an opportunity to call in. She's the she works with Howard Dean. She's the number two in the DNC. But if not, we've got a whole bunch of callers here, and we've got about 4 minutes, 4.5 minutes. So I'm just going to ask you to make a major point, and I will not pontificate at length, and we'll just click through the callers here. We'll make it really fast. Bernice in Dearborn, Michigan. Hey, Bernice.
Oh, hi, Tom. I listened very carefully to Hillary Clinton's victory speech from Puerto Rico. Mm-hmm. I think she's determined to take this to the convention floor.
Yeah.
And if there should be a stalemate and a bloodbath, I can foresee John Edwards being chosen as a compromise.
That would be very interesting. I don't think she's going to take it to the convention floor, but I think she's trying to keep her candidacy sufficiently viable that if some huge stumble happens on the part of the Obama campaign, some Reverend Wright thing comes out or whatever, that she'll be there. Joan in Portland, Oregon on KPOJ. Hey, Joan.
Yes, Tom. I'm a Clinton supporter, and I do not think the party is going to come together in November. I, for one, a lifelong Democrat, will vote for John McCain.
Oh, I think that's tragic, Joan.
Well, I think it's sad the way
you want more people to die.
I think it's very sad the way it's a matter of principle, Tom. I think
so. You think that young men and women in Iraq and people in Iraq dying is your principle?
Well, Tom, when 50% of the American population, over 50%, is disenfranchised in a way, and our candidate is treated with an exceedingly obnoxious amount of sexism and unfairness by the media, including Air America Radio, then I think we have to stand on principle.
I'm so sorry to hear, Joan, that you're willing to have more people die, more human beings die,
Tom,
as a consequence
for
the way that you think that your candidate has been treated. And I would hope that that you're not including me in that. You say Air America Radio. Joan, I'm just very sorry to hear that. Susie Turnbull, the vice chair of the Democratic National Committee,
Committee.
The party.
The hey. Democratic Party.
Hey, Susie. Great to talk with you again.
Hi, Tom. Tom, I just heard the trail end. I heard the last comment, and I just want to tell a story that Governor Dean told the other day, which was during the 2004 campaign, he was attacked pretty viciously many, many times. And during that period, one night he was walking in his hotel room, like pacing, and Al Gore called him on the phone, and he said to Al, and he started complaining to Al Gore about what had happened and what was happening. This was prior to Iowa in 2004. And he was just really upset, and Al Gore stopped him and said, "This isn't about you, Howard. This is about our country." And I think what you just said, Tom, is exactly right. This isn't about one individual. This is about our country. It's not about either candidate. And what we need to do is to do exactly what you just said, is to think about what it would mean with a John McCain presidency. What does it mean to have more troops die in Iraq and
or Iran
war, or Iran with a war with no end? What does it mean to have gas prices escalating, home heating bills, which people haven't even started to think about from next fall? What does it mean to have people who vote against the minimum wage and vote against and would veto children's health?
Right.
If that's what people want, the way to do that is not to recognize that either of our candidates offers a different direction.
Yeah, absolutely. And when I was talking about people dying, I wasn't just talking about Iraq. The Republican policies have – we've done entire shows on this. The research that has been done that when conservative governments in the U.K. and Australia come into power, suicide goes up. In the United States, with our dysfunctional healthcare system, we've got 15,000-20,000 minimum, small estimate. That was the Wall Street Journal's estimate of number of people who die as a result of our, of not being insured. People are dying because of Republican policies.
Right, and not dealing, for example, with the foreclosure crisis.
Right, and then McCain says he's going to appoint more people like Alito to the Supreme Court. You're going to end up with abortion recriminalized. And I'm old enough to remember a girl in high school. I didn't know her, well, but I knew who she was. Who one day just vanished. She wasn't there. What happened?
Right.
She got a back alley abortion. She got an infection, and she died 2 days later. I mean,
it's. This is really serious, and Tom, as you know, I'm just coming back from a funeral for a dear friend and the husband of a dear friend of both of ours.
You're talking about Candy's husband. Yeah.
And all I can tell you is there are things that are very important, and there are things to have principles about. And yes, the principle, actually, Chris Matthews was sitting behind me at this funeral and was called out. Actually, the sexism that occurred in this campaign. There was sexism in this campaign.
Oh, absolutely.
And
I have pointed it out on this program many times.
Right. But let's get people to think about what is at stake here. And that's what's important. And it takes someone
Susie, we just have a couple seconds. Okay. We just had Congresswoman Debbie Wasserman Schultz on, and she was going on about how the people of Florida feel disenfranchised because only half of their vote counts, although the Democratic Party wants all of their money. I was expecting words of healing. How long is this going to go on?
I think that's very unfortunate from the Congresswoman, because I think what the committee did
on Saturday was a reasonable response to an unfortunate situation. And I think that they did the, what they showed is that the, how people voted did count.
Yeah, I agree. Susie, we've got to wrap it up there. Susie Turnbull with the Democratic Party, number two person in the Democratic Party. Susie, thanks so much.
Thanks for being having me, Tom.
Great talking with you. Tom Hartman here. I'm live in New York City all this week. We'll be back broadcasting from the headquarters of Air America. And don't forget, my friends, democracy begins with you. Get out there. Get active. Tag. You're it. We'll see you tomorrow.
This is the Tom Hartman Program.
For exclusive audio archives and more information, visit TomHartmanRadio.com. This is the Tom Hartman Program.
Since 1991, more than 2,300 union leaders have been murdered in Colombia. It's the most dangerous place in the world for workers to speak out for better wages and working conditions. Maybe that's why George Bush and his big business benefactors think Colombia is a perfect trading partner and are pushing a so-called free trade agreement between the two countries. Call your representative in Congress today and urge them to stop the Colombia trade deal. Tell them that murder shouldn't be rewarded with trade. Go to Teamster.org for more information.
The Red Wings.
Score!
The Penguins.
Score!
It's the Stanley Cup Final on NBC. Game 6, Wednesday at 8 Eastern.
Short-handed goal for Henrik Zetterberg. Score! Crosby!
Sidney Crosby and the young Penguins have a bright future. But is the future now? The Red Wings have been here before. Can they bring the Cup back to Hockey Town? Game 6 of the Stanley Cup Final on NBC. Wednesday at 8 Eastern, 7 Central, 5 Pacific. The Cup changes everything.
I was lucky enough to find out about Laurel Langmire. Since then, I own 16 investment properties. I have a C-Corp, an S-Corp. I have six LLCs.
Free yourself from the daily grind of your 9-to-5 job.
My experience in the first 4 months, I walked away with almost $300,000.
Laurel Langmire has personally coached hundreds of entrepreneurs into financial freedom.
Laurel and her team blew me away, and I went, I got to work with this lady.
Laurel teaches you how to live in a wealth cycle and stay there. A master of customized one-on-one guidance, Laurel Langmire can place you on the road to financial independence.
Hi, I'm Laurel Langmire. Creating wealth is not as difficult as you may think. If you're ready to turn your financial dreams into reality, then I want you to have my Extreme Money Makeover CD for free.
Call now for this limited time special offer. Get Laurel's Money Makeover CD and her best-selling book, The Millionaire Maker. Both the book and the CD for free. You only pay a small shipping and handling fee. Call 800-937-6154. 800-937-6154.
This is the Valley's Progressive Talk. 1480 KPA Jax, Phoenix.
AP Radio News. I'm Diane Kepley. Senator Ted Kennedy, out of surgery. Doctors at Duke University Medical Center are calling his operation to treat a cancerous brain tumor a success. The AP's Mike Baker has the latest.
The surgery lasted about 3.5 hours. He was awake through most of the procedure, or the parts where doctors were working to remove the tumor.
A family spokeswoman says Kennedy talked with his wife after the surgery and told her, quote, "I feel like $1 million. I think I'll do that again tomorrow." He's expected to undergo chemotherapy and radiation in the coming weeks. After a weekend of debate over delegates and a primary in Puerto Rico, the Democrats are looking to wrap up their presidential nominating process and start campaigning for the fall election. Today, Barack Obama said the party would be united. He predicted that he and Hillary Clinton would be working together in November. Meanwhile, John McCain is continuing his criticism of Obama and his support of unconditional talks with the leader of Iran.
We hear talk of a meeting with the Iranian leadership offered up as if it were some sudden inspiration, a bold new idea that somehow nobody has ever thought of before.
McCain, in comments today before a pro-Israeli group, called for sanctions to increase pressure on Iran to give up its nuclear program. The head of an international nuclear watchdog agency says inspectors will be allowed now into Syria.
It has now been agreed that an agency team will visit Syria during the period 22 to 24 June.
Mohammed al-Baradei says the inspectors will be looking into allegations the facility destroyed by an Israeli airstrike last year was a nuclear reactor. President Bush is appealing to Congress to make tax cuts permanent, saying the economy needs that psychological boost.
The economy is not doing as well as we'd like it to do today, but there's no question that the tax cuts provided economic vitality. And now the question is, What will the Congress do?
Those tax cuts are due to expire in 2010. This is AP Radio News. With gas prices hovering near $4 a gallon around the country, a lot more people are finding it harder to keep the tank full. The AAA's Kathy Rossi says her group is getting a lot of calls from people who are running out of gas.